how to greet them?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You just...
On December 25th.
You greet them with a gift.
Okay. anything you say to them?
Happy Christmas Day or something.
Uh-huh.
Have a good Christmas Day or something like that.
Anything besides happy Christmas? Ever you say another word besides happy?
I don't know.
What are you send out Christmas cards?
Mm-hmm.
What do they say on them?
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Most of them.
Do you ever use the expression Christmas gift?
Mm-hmm. In a certain way.
How's that?
I'm going to give a such and such person a Christmas gift.
Uh-huh. And on the 1st of January.
Happy New Year.
Okay. And say if someone did you a favor, you might say, thank you, how much?
Thank you.
Or another way of saying that, you might say, how much? Much of.
Much obliged.
Okay. And you might say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Okay. And say if you bought something, you'd say, the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and wadded it up.
Folded it.
Or maybe if you took out some fancy paper and what?
Rolled it.
Huh?
I wrapped it.
Okay. When I got home, I
opened it.
Or he wrapped it and then I
opened it.
Okay. And,
or tied it with the ribbon, which...
Mm-hmm. But when you take the wrapping off, you say you...
Unwrapped it.
Okay. And if you had to sell something for less than you paid for it, you'd say you had to sell it...
Cheaper.
Uh-huh.
Than I paid for it.
Or you had to sell it at a...
Reduced price.
Or you lost money, you'd say you were selling it at a...
At a reduced price.
Okay. And say if you like something but don't have enough money for it, you'd say, well, I like it, but it what too much?
Cost too much.
And you say on the first of the month, the bill is... When it's time to pay your bill, you'd say the bill is...
Due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your...
Dues.
And if you don't have any money, you might try to go to a bank and try to
borrow.
And you say in the 30s, money was
scarce. Real scarce.
I guess you remember that.
Yeah.
Really well.
Sure did. Just didn't have any.
And say, someone ran down the springboard and what? Into the water.
Now that word I heard used, dive or dove or jumped or something. Now which is it?
Well, using the word dive, though, you'd say he ran down the springboard and he...
Dived, I guess.
Okay.
Oh.
And you say several children have already... What?
Dove.
Okay. And you say, but I was too scared to...
To dive.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a...
Belly buster.
Okay.
I've heard you call that.
Huh?
I've heard you call that.
Uh-huh.
A belly buster.
And, say a child might put his head down on the ground and turn a...
Somersaults.
Okay. And say, he dived into the water and he what?
Swam.
And you say, I have... What there for myself, I have
swum, I reckon.
Okay. And you say children like to
swim.
And sometimes if you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little present and say that it's for you ever hear the expression lanyap?
What?
Lanyap.
Hmm.
Okay. And say someone didn't know how to swim, you say he got in the water and he...
Swam to the shore.
But if he didn't know how to swim and he died in the water, you'd say he...
He'd have to just think.
Uh-huh. Say after he went down for the third time, you say he...
He's drowned.
Mm-hmm. So you say yesterday he...